Good evening, folks. This is The Weird Part, and I am your host, Vincent Trewell. This episode is going to be a little bit different, and I'm not numbering it as a regular episode, but rather releasing it as bonus content, because it's probably going to be shorter than my usual episodes, and it's not so much my own independent research as it is a review and discussion of one particular TV series. But I thought it was definitely something worth talking about, and something I found very, very interesting. I am referring to, and also this is 4 years old. It's been out there for 4 years, so I'm not going to give away spoilers, but it's also not exactly breaking brand new content either. I'm referring to the series Unsolved, which is available now on Netflix and other places. It's fairly easy to get a hold of. The entire title is Unsolved, The Murders of Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G. And it's full disclosure, I didn't have a great interest in these two unsolved murders. And my son pressured me to, no, you've really got to watch this. You've got to watch this. And he's bringing me all these theories about the murder of Tupac and the murder of Christopher Wallace, Biggie Smalls. And my first reaction was kind of a shrug that while I've listened to my share of rap music, I was never a big fan of either of those artists, and it just, I didn't really pay that much attention to their murders. Well, that was a mistake, because there's a ton of things going on there that are way more interesting, and from a person who's interested in conspiracies, much more fascinating than the way it's sometimes portrayed in the media. I had, to the extent I had any theory at all, I had kind of a idea that it was just a personal beef that went too far. But no, that's very probably not at all what happened. And there's a whole lot of loose ends that have never been tied up, very probably never will be tied up, but are certainly worth looking into and reveal a lot about society and reveal a lot about things that were going on in LA and in California and in Nevada and a whole lot of unanswered questions are still very much out there. I have, for a long, long time, been interested in assassination conspiracy. But, to be very honest, it was mostly limited to what I would call the Big Four. President John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, and Malcolm X. With some interest in other assassinations and near assassinations, such as the attempted assassination of George Wallace that did leave him permanently paralyzed and ended his political career, and the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan, and whatever that was, which I feel there are unanswered questions there too. Having said that, the unsolved murders of Tupac Shakur and of Christopher Wallace involve a lot more than just some guys who were prone to violence, and in fact are often portrayed very differently than what they really were. I can tell you this. If you are a listener of this podcast or similar things to there, and you are interested in conspiracies, cover-ups, and unsolved murders, you're going to want to watch Unsolved. You're definitely going to want to watch it. I had faint interest to start and ended up binge watching the whole thing in a weekend. It is really well done and really very interesting. And at no time does it sugarcoat either of the victims' lives and careers and actions. At the same, it's not a, you know, hagiography, a book of saints. It doesn't say anybody was squeaky clean. It does say that neither one deserved to die, and yes, I stand by that. Neither one deserved to die. And it shows how way, way much more was involved in this. That it's not in any way some simple, clear-cut, I want to put this in big quotes, gang-related murder. It's anything but that. And there's a ton of corrupt police involvement, a lot of which can be proven, but has never been dealt with or reacted to by official action, or successfully anyway, by like private lawsuits. There have been, and it's a key part of the plot, which is based in reality, that there have been lawsuits, but they have so far been stymied, and the cover-up has worked so far. Again, I don't want to say too much that would give spoilers, because they really pace and unfold this very well. I should just mention some things that I didn't know, and some things that do come out without trying to wreck the experience for anybody who hasn't seen it. I had no idea how many police officers in LAPD and in nearby departments were involved in moonlighting as private security and bodyguarding for entertainers and for record labels and for people in the music business. And you can just see what a huge kind of built-in conflict of interest that would be when, by day, you're a sworn law enforcement officer with arrest powers and everything that goes with being a cop. And then you're also this individual's private bodyguard, or doing quote-unquote crowd control or security management for a private company, which may or may not be related to a criminal gang. The problems there are obvious, but that was way more widespread than I had imagined. Also, I knew it existed, but it was really kind of running amok. I put that in the past tense because I don't know the present tense. It was really quite running amok in LA in the 90s. Also, I had no idea the extent to which there were police officers who were either associates of or were full-on actual members of what we would call street gangs. That was and apparently is a thing that in some situations the background check process just isn't practical in many places. And lest this sound like I'm only talking about black cops, I want to make it 100% clear that's not what I'm talking about. There were black cops, white cops, Hispanic cops, cops of all backgrounds who had gang affiliations. And again, I'm putting this in the past tense, but I have little reason to believe that that has changed. In my own personal experience, I once knew a fellow who was a sworn officer in Milwaukee in law enforcement, who was very, very close with some members of the Outlaws motorcycle gang. I thought that was a lot more rare than it turns out to be. And that's all very important in this series. But yes, it's more widespread than one would perhaps assume. A lot of the material that is in this series was the product of extensive investigation by an LAPD detective named Russell Poole. He devoted immense time and effort to trying to solve first the murder of Biggie Smalls, and then, as he came to see, they were completely linked, the murder of Tupac Shakur. And there's a cautionary tale in all of this of the, again, without giving away too much, it can be dangerous to get too close to a very important truth. And Poole ends up paying the price for really digging into things that people in high positions did not want him to know about, and certainly did not want him to publicize. I'll just leave that hang there, but Poole's a fascinating character too, and he is a real-life person, and his investigations yielded a hell of a lot. So in short, I am going to keep this brief. It's bonus content, but by all means, watch Unsolved. It's one of those that I, if possible, binge watch it, because it really all fits together. It's done really well, and even if you have no interest in the hip-hop genre of music, non-issue. These are two very important unsolved and covered up murders, and a real window into police and political corruption. And at the same time, you know, this is very fact-based. This is not a hit piece on the police. It, to me, all the characters were, which, by the way, are all basically real people, were portrayed very fairly and, you know, three-dimensionally. Nobody was just a bad guy for the sake of being a bad guy or totally angelic. No, everybody's portrayed as a real person, and it was a very fair and impartial depiction of some very bad things that went on and have never been, no justice has been done here. And the truth has not come out here. And yet the facts have come out if people are willing to look at them. And there's still some resolution should happen here. And this is just a rabbit hole worth diving down, by all means. So yes, go watch Unsolved, and then check the references, and because there's been other books and films about this, and there's a lot of material out there. Of course, some is of higher quality than others, but this is well worth your time to look into, and full-on two thumbs up for Unsolved. I'm Vincent Trewell. This is The Weird Part. Thank you, and good night.